Lincoln Center's vast and glittering Avery Fisher Hall is filled nearly to capacity every year for the sing-in. Accompanied only by an organ, music lovers join their voices with high school and community choruses to bring Handel's Messiah to life. Each of the 17 chorus sections is conducted by a different well-known conductor, and the solos are sung by well-known professionals. But National Chorale Music Director Martin Josman, who created the first sing-in in 1967 and acts as the evening's MC, says that the audience is the true star.
The emphasis is on the public that sings. There are no auditions, there are no rehearsals, there are no requirements for coming to the sing-in. You have to buy your ticket so we can pay the rent, but outside of that, anybody who wants to come can come.
And come they have for 44 years. Bruce and Scott Van Hoven have attended the Messiah sing-ins regularly for a quarter century.
Well, it's the greatest piece of choral music ever written, and I've been doing this since I was 14, and it's kind of a family tradition. My grandfather performed in a local production of the Messiah for years, and so I'm just kind of carrying that on a little bit.
We started bringing friends, and we started bringing students, because we both taught, and it just keeps growing and growing every year, and just a great way to really get the Christmas season going.
Nancy Reed is a sing-in first-timer. She is here with her husband and two friends, both choristers, who told them about the sing-in's magic. She wants to relive the thrill she felt as a child in Ohio when her parents' friends invited local musicians and neighbors to their home to sing selections from the Messiah's choral movements.
And we would sing and sing and sing. I don't read a line of music, but I've got these melodies emblazoned on my memory from when I was a kid. And so we went immediately out and bought a couple of scores for ourselves. And we were just saying, God help the people in front of us, because we have very loud voices.
In other cities that host Messiah sing-alongs, the singers are arranged around the venue according to their vocal parts. But Jasmine says New Yorkers prefer to sing with the people they came with, scrambled in choral jargon. That's good, he says, because the sing-in is not a performance, but a community celebration.
People who make music very quickly get to feel at home with others who are in the process, whether they be vocalists or instrumentalists. There's a kinship of sharing the musical experience. And we say also we're in this marvelous hall. Let's fill this place with glorious sound. And we do, indeed.
Well, the truth is, not all the sound is glorious. But that doesn't bother the professional soloists, baritone James Bobick and soprano Zulamar Lopez Hernandez.
I'm someone who believes that if somebody goes in and they sing with passion and they really enjoy what they're doing, music will follow. Everybody is there because they love Messiah as much as we do, and it's a great opportunity for us to share this love of an incredible work. It's this unique energy, this unique giving of music back and forth.
Yeah. Messiah brings that joy every Christmas, you know.
Eyes that have been bright for the 2 hours of near continuous singing tonight manage to light up even more as the organ introduces the Hallelujah Chorus. And for the 44th year in a row, the sing-in singers give the Messiah's popular climax everything they've got. Hallelujah means praise Him in ancient Aramaic, but today it translates into hope and joy in any language. Adam Phillips, VOA News, New York.